Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Cheryl Acherno, a principal president of Acherno & Company. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to talk about this Gaylord Rockies facility, but before we get there, let's just catch up with you real quick. Most people know who you are. You're actually recently chairman of the board of Starnet, and you've been very active at Starnet. You're a commercial flooring contractor, also a member of the National Women's Business Owner Corporation. And Cheryl, you're also on the board of the WFCA.
That's correct.
You've been doing this most of your life. I mean, I think you got your first job was as an administrative assistant for another commercial flooring contractor, and you learned the ropes from him, and then you've been doing it on your own for how long?
I've been in this business for 38 years. Now, don't do the math. You can figure out my age. But I was very, very young when I started.
Okay. So, but how long have you been running Acherno & Company?
My own company, I've had it for just over 19 years.
Okay.
Well, I started in May of 2000.
And how's business for you this year?
Business is great. We are, this year to date, up 28%
wow.
in sales. And this month, July, is already our largest bookings month in our history. Denver's still a boom town, yeah. and we are one of the top fastest growing states in the country.
It's also a beautiful place to be. I was there. Of course, it was a little hot last week. Came for the Carpet One meeting. Blue sky every day, gorgeous view of the Rockies.
It really is. Our population is growing around 75,000 people each year. It's been a challenge for us to keep up with the demand because Denver and the surrounding areas are attracting a lot of businesses from out of state. It's a hot market and it doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
So the projects you're working on right now, I mean, just a few of them, can you just tell us what segment they're in?
It's interesting because historically we had always been known for doing high-end corporate and TI work. With this boom in Denver's economy, we're all over the map. For example, we're doing hospitality now, which is something we never did before, and that includes a lot of restaurant work. We're doing multifamily. We're doing education, both K-12 and higher ed, medical, retail, and then we're still very involved in all of the corporate work that we've traditionally done.
Well, this Gaylord Rockies, I mean, it's really an impressive facility. Just to run through some stats on it real quick, it's got 1,500 rooms, 8 restaurants, 485,000 square feet of convention area. It was an investment of $824 million to build. And I guess there's a little bit of controversy in Denver because they used some public money to build it, and it competes with some other big hotels. It is very, very impressive. It looks like a ski lodge, the theme of the structure. Now, you were one of 3 flooring contractors that were involved in the project, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. As you leave DIA, it sort of looks like a big city on a hill
yeah.
because it sits out there in the middle of a field, although that area is rapidly being developed.
Yeah, it's 9 miles south of DIA. Real convenient and gorgeous view, so there'll probably be a lot of conventions that come there because it's so close to the airport and so easy to get to.
But they're filling it up already, and it's only been open since the beginning of this year.
Yeah, it took 3 years to build, but they talked about it for a long time. About 8 years ago, they started talking about it.
At one point, it was a dead project, and then it was revived again, and so that's why it took so long.
So tell us, was it bid work? How did you get this project?
As you said, we were one of 3 commercial flooring contractors selected,
mm-hmm.
and we did close to a third of the interiors work because there was just no way one flooring sub could handle that entire project, the scale of that. But this wasn't a typical bid project. It was a perfect example of a negotiation. We worked with a loyal and valued client. The project was presented as a bid, but we were brought on based on a previous relationship with the senior interiors project manager. He was hired by Wellbro, which is a subsidiary of Marriott Hotels, to specifically handle this project. He knew us when he worked for another general contractor here in Denver, and he knew that we could handle the scale of this job. So that's how we got involved in it.
And so you did mostly the public areas.
Our scope of work was ceramic tile, natural stone, glass, carpet, wood, and then we did some resilient flooring as well. So the areas that we did were the Grand Lodge, the pool areas, the steakhouse, the restaurants, sports bar, all the back of house areas, and all of the common area bathrooms. But we didn't do any of the rooms or corridors. It was the largest single contract we've done to date, and it took us close to 18 months of continual project management on our end. But we learned through this process that we can finance and manage a project of that size or even larger.
I guess you would say it was a success. But
yeah, just being able to say that we were part of such a high-profile project. We're now looking at additional work on the new wing, and this project is leading us to new work in that area out there that they're developing. But there were definitely challenges, of course, particularly site and material logistics, phasing, manpower, and the client is really happy with the end result.
So, you know, one of the things that makes you different than some of the other commercial flooring contractors in Denver is that you focus primarily on A&D. I mean, if you go to your studio or your offices, you have an architectural library, so that's a focus for you. That's paid off, hasn't it?
Yes, that's true. I've invested a lot in a large showroom. We work with a lot of designers and architects who come down, and a lot of designers who don't have their own library. But in addition, I've expanded our residential division that caters specifically to the design community, and we've expanded our offerings there, built a second showroom that's within the same building, and hired a dedicated salesperson to work with that customer group.
So you expanded to the residential side. When did you do that?
We've always done a little bit of residential, and it's to the trade only, but I actually hired a dedicated salesperson to go after some of that work because Denver is just booming. But going back to the commercial showroom, we've also diversified our offerings, and it's no longer just carpet and VCT. So we also highlight a lot of hard surface, which is now more than 40% of our total business. And in the beginning years of my company, we didn't do any at all. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty rapid growth for us. We also do hardwood, and we're getting into some specialty floors like stained and polished concrete, and we're even doing some countertops right now.
You said you're up 28%, so that's why, right? Diversity?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and thanks for giving us a little rundown on this impressive facility, the Gaylord Rockies. Again, been talking to Cheryl Acherno, the president of Acherno & Company from Denver, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.